Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Heather Dave here in the No Static Attic, bringing you a brand new edition of my Relics and Rarities show. Yes, your true record geek with over 115,000 plus 45s. And I love playing these vinyl records. I do. Both the hits and those 45s that deserve that second chance on the radio, with the most appropriate instrumental kicking off Relics and Rarities from 1959 on the Flame record label. We call the Raging Storms. And what a storm we had. And a tune called High Octane. Storm just a couple days ago, November 15th, here in the tri-state area, hit the nor'easter. And I don't think any of the road departments were prepared for this kind of a storm. I mean, it was just total chaos. Some of you that got stuck in the traffic jams, you know what I'm talking about. Raging storms, that disastrous November snow.
Stretching far away on a California morning, people are talking low, gathered all to see a baby born in. But the doctor shook his head and left the rest unsaid, and the people knew someone would never be, someone would never see a California morning. And I kind of see him in the morning with his face shining brightly through the redwood tree. Always will be others to calm my pain. And when I touch him in the morning, I believe that we are one with the seasons and the rain. What kind of man, I wonder, would he be? Nobody answers but the pebbles and the sand and the flowers growing free like tiny dancers. And the doctor shook his head and left the rest unsaid, and the people knew someone would never be, someone would never see California morning. Though there always will be others to calm my pain. And when I touch him in the morning, I believe that we are one with the seasons and the rain. November snow stretching far away on a California morning.
Of course, we won't forget the November snow on a New Jersey, New York morning, November 15th of 2018. Wow, what a disaster it turned out to be. That's a record. I dig that record. Came out on the Dunhill record label, the group called Rejoice. Rejoice, and a song in early 69 had regional success. Actually hit the top 20 on WUBE 1230 AM in Cincinnati, Ohio, and also top 20 in March of 69 on KYA 1260 AM in San Francisco, California. Rejoice, California morning. And what a traffic jam that November snow gave us just a couple days ago, that's for sure. Traffic, to be more precise. Whew. Jimi Hendrix Experience, a record that came out around this time in November of 1968. And of course, it left a lot of people with all that traffic. It left a lot of you crying.
Well, now my baby's gone. She left me all alone. Well, now my baby's just gone. I don't have no one on. So dark and lonely, my heart is heavy like a stone. Cry, cry all night. Oh, yeah. Well, now, little darling, come back home. Yeah, yeah, one time. Come on, little darling. Oh, one more time. Come on and say you'll be mine. Now that you're gone and left me, I'll always have you on my mind. Cry, cry all night. Oh, yeah. Well, now, little darling,
45 there for the great Richie Valens. Richie Valens and Cry, Cry, Cry. And of course, if you really want something to cry about, I mean, watching the news and those tragic, destructive fires taking place out in California, I mean, it is it's a definite sad, sad story. Hey, the Rave on my Relics and Rarity show, The Sound of the Ethics. That was extremely popular for the group out of Philadelphia, The Ethics, tune called Sad, Sad Story.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot!
Oh, look out! Just doing his job, he ain't gonna leave you alone. Ain't no use trying to put up a fight, you'll be sleeping in a jail tonight. Well, don't look now, buddy, I know you're through. Don't you give me no story, don't you give me no lip. I hit you on the head with my old bull whip. Well, don't look now, there ain't nothing you can do. Well, don't look now, buddy, I know you're through. Don't look now, don't look now, don't look now, don't. Give him a kiss. Well, don't look now, buddy, I know you're through.
Let me see your driver's license, son. Don't look now. Don't look now. Don't look now.
Don't forget that insurance card. You got to show the insurance card as well. Make up with the officer and give him a kiss. I don't know. Does that work? Ladies, does it ever work for you? What a cool record that is. Day of the Rave, Sure Shot 45 from 1964 on the record label best known for James Brown 45s. Yes, the King record label out of Cincinnati, Ohio, a group called Them, but not to be confused with the other Them. No, not that Them, not the Van Morrison Them, a completely different Them. Once again, King 45 and a tune called Don't Look Now. Of course, Them had that big hit with Gloria, but my favorite version of Gloria was this one by the Shadows of Night.
Like Tay Bad, my baby. You know, she come around. It's about 5 feet four. From her head to the ground. Now she come around here just about midnight. Make me feel so good. Make me feel alright. And her name is G L O. Comes around here just about midnight. She made me feel so good. I want to tell you, she made me feel all right. Comes walking down my street. Why don't you come up to my house? Knock upon my door. And then she call out my name.
Definitely so good, and it's way better than All Right. Shadows of Night and Gloria, the group out of Chicago.
All killer, no filler. Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities.
All aboard for the Relics and Rarities Super Express. Well, Dave the Rave's going to take that trip out to Hazleton, Pennsylvania. Yes, what a cool record this is. A group called Angie and the New Raiders.
You know, when you ask me, do you love him? I say, yeah, babe. But he's saying, not the truth, babe. Don't believe it. It's a lie, babe. He's saying, not the truth, babe. Pick up the blues, it's a lie.
good that is, that's for sure. Angie and the New Raiders are 45 that came out in May of 66 on the JMC record label, Hazleton, Pennsylvania, a hotbed for cool garage music. Not just Angie and the New Raiders, you had the Avantes, Ogner and the Night People, a lot of people making some cool records out there. Hazleton PA Group, once again, Angie and the New Raiders and the tune called It's a Lie. We bring you the sound of Corey and the Raiders. Day of the Rave with my Relics and Rarities show.
It's just like me to say to you, love me do, and I'll be true. And what I'd like for you to say is you'll come home to me each day. How you'll be my girl, that's what I want. Just you, sweet girl, not a front. It's just like so blue, and I fall so much in love with you.
Shaking the walls here in the No Static Attic. Just like me. Well, it's just like yours truly, Dave the Rave. Yes, your record geek to come up with a real sneaky mystery oldie 45. We play just for fun every week. You get one guess only. And of course, last week's mystery oldie, which was, I thought for sure the record that was going to stump everybody. Maybe I did. Did I pitch that shutout? We'll find out momentarily. But this was last week's Mystery Oldie 45.
You're complaining when I'm painting, then you
week's Mystery Oldie 45. Yeah, I thought for sure I'd stump everybody, but to the amazement of yours truly, Dave the Rave, we had several people who figured out who did the record. Let me tell you first who the winners were, who figured out that Mystery Oldie record. We had George Yost in the Baltimore, Maryland area, Debbie Wanner, Mooresville, North Carolina, down there in South Beach, Florida. Yes, having a grand old time sunning himself in that very hot weather down there. Santi, also congratulations to Gary Mason in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Lucas Ritchie, Appleton, Wisconsin, and Gordon Ryan in Binghamton, New York. They all figured out my Mystery Oldie record, which was the first 45 ever by a group that had a whole bunch of success. Yes, this group had a lot of hit records. They really did. So the name of the record, the Mystery Oldie 45 from last week, was a tune called All I Really Want to Be Is Me. All I Really Want to Be Is Me on the Joda record label, which came out in right around this time, actually, in 1965. In fact, a little information about this particular record. On November 1st of 65, it was the pick hit on WACK 1420 AM in Newark, New York. November 13th of 1965, it was the number 48 record on WHYN 560 AM in Springfield, Massachusetts. And then, of course, following that November 13th number 48 position, it ultimately reached the number 23 position. Once again, WHYN 560 AM in Springfield, Massachusetts. But that was the very first 45 by a group with a whole bunch of success, and that group was this group, the Cowsills.
I saw her sitting in the rain, raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew
that should have been called I Love the Flower Girl, right? But they called it The Rain, The Park, and other things. The Cowsills. Yes, it was The Cowsills. That was my Mystery Oldie group. So that was a tough mystery oldie. Of course, we'll have a brand new mystery oldie coming up for you in just a little bit, so keep that dial tuned. Dave the Rave with all the records you crave. Yes, I know what you're thinking. Where does he find these records? Well, we've got another Sure Shot coming up for you right now. Yes, a Sure Shot 45. Oh, there it goes.
Dave is on the radio, playing all your favorite hits and rarities. Oh, relics and rarities.
Yes, we've got those cool rarities. A group out of Baltimore, Maryland, sent it out to Jim Redburn. He used to be a roadie for this particular band. Yes, a group called End the Echoes.
Wish I had it.
Echoes. Yes, the same group that was backing up Tommy Vann. Tommy Vann made these cool 45s, and he was called Tommy Vann and the Echoes. Well, that's those guys and the Echoes. Very successful in the Baltimore, Maryland area, I'm certain, because of the help they got from Jim Redburn. But that was on Pulse Records, The Sound of Baltimore, and the Echoes, Million Dollar Bill, dedicated to Mickey, and that, of course, being Mickey Reed, who was the lead vocalist on that particular record. Tragically, Mickey Reed and his family killed in a tragic car accident, so that's why they dedicated that, obviously, to Mickey Reed. And the Echoes, and a tune, once again, called Million Dollar Bill.
Programmed from the heart, not some research chart. Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. This is Dave the Rave.
Ah, I feel good.
The number one blue-eyed soul brother from the No Static Attic. This is Dave the Rave.
Yeah. this land of broken dreams. I have visions of many things, but happiness is just an illusion filled with sadness and confusion. What becomes of the broken hearted who had love that's now departed? Of love grow all around, but for me they come a tumbling down. Every day heartaches grow a little stronger. I can't stand this pain much longer. I walk in shadows searching.
I'll tell you what happens to the brokenhearted. They end up doing a radio program. They turn into a record geek. They spend all the money on records because nobody else to spend it on. Top 10, summer of 1966. Jimmy Ruffin. Love that record. What becomes of the brokenhearted? Well, you might feel brokenhearted if you can't figure out this next record. The next record is my mystery oldie 45. Once again, we play just for fun. You get one guess only. And you can email your guest to me, dave@davetherave.com. Subject of the email, Mystery Oldie. Once again, the email address, dave@davetherave.com. Or even better yet, call me up. I'll take your calls right now. I'll take those calls after the show as well. 609-948-4487. Once again, that phone number, 609-948-4487. Who is singing this next record? Remember, one guess and one guess only. And good luck to everybody as we play the Mystery Oldie game here on the Relics and Rarities Show.
Any way you want me now, that's the way you got me now. Round and round I go with you, up and down I'm going to. Changes, I just keep going through changes. No matter what I say or do, you just keep on putting me through changes. Try and keep a hand in now, we can work it out somehow.
sleep at night. Girl, I don't you do me right. No matter what I say or do, you just keep on putting me through. Change it. Changes. I just keep going through changes. Changes. I just keep going through changes.
Kevin says, gotta dig it. And that, of course, is by Mystery Over 45. Who is doing that record? 609-948-4487. You can call me up right now. If you happen to get the over, if you end up in the overflow, please leave your name, phone number, and your guess. I will call you back. Once again, I do call people back. 609-948-4487. Who did that record? I will tell you this. I know that some of you use Shazam. Well, Shazam does not have the right answer. So if you end up using what Shazam is telling you, you probably will not get it right. You know, you'll get the booby prize, but you will not be a winner. So just be careful. Who did that record? 609-948-4487. Or once again, you can also email me, dave@davetherave.com. It's a group called The Choir. And yes, it's cold outside.
Well, my world used to be sunny, and jokes used to be funny, but now you're gone, and everything's turned all around. Well, my world used to be warm, and then there was a storm, but now you're gone, and everything's turned upside down.
Cleveland, Ohio area, the group called The Choir. And of course, three guys from The Choir eventually hooked up with Eric Carmen. They formed The Raspberries. So that's pre-Raspberries, The Choir. And originally on the Canadian American record label, and then later picked up by Roulette Records, The Choir, as it peaked at number 68 on the Billboard charts in, I want to say, June of 68. The Choir, great record indeed there. Yes, I think we could all relate to that particular record as well. Baby, it's cold outside.
This is Relics and Rarities.
I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won.
Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's
discovery of the week.
Out of 115,045 here in the Relics and Rarities Vault, this is my discovery of the week.
Beware the guy with the gypsy heart. He'll make you believe that it's love from the start. Give him a break and he'll break your heart. Leave you alone to cry. Beware the guy with the gypsy heart. He'll make you dream and he'll rip it apart. He'll take your kisses and say goodbye. Leave you alone to cry. Look for a guy a little bit shy and not too fast with a kiss. A guy who'll be true forever to you. Don't you wanna love? Aside from the start, give me your love and I cross my heart. You won't be alone to cry. Look for a guy a little bit shy and not too fast with a kiss. A guy will be true forever to you. Don't you want a love like this? I'm not a guy with a gypsy heart. I wanna stay by your side from the start. Give me your love and I cross my heart. You won't be alone to cry. I love you until I die.
What a cool record that is. Get the Raves Discover the Week. A guy that was from Canada. And a big, big star in Canada as well, Mr. Bobby Curtola. Write it down. It's Day of the Rave Discovery of the Week on the Delphi record label from spring of 1963. In fact, up in Canada, up in the big radio stations like CFUN, 1410 AM, Vancouver, Canada, that was a top hit record. Yes, a top hit record for Bobby Curtola. Once again, in a tune called Gypsy Heart. It's Day of the Rave's Discovery of the Week. So write it down and go out and, well, maybe buy the record if you want.
One day you'll look to see I've gone. For tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. Someday you'll know I was the one. But tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. And now the time has come, and so my love I must go. And though I lose a friend, in the end you will know. Oh, one day you'll find that I have gone. But tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. Yeah, tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. And now the time has come, and so my love I must go.
Hoping for the sun. Beatles from Beatles 65 and I'll Follow the Sun. And well, that does it for the Relics of Rarity show. Coming up at the top of the hour, I gotta go run out and find some new 45 for next week's show, because I'm a true record geek and that's what I love to do, play those cool hit records and those 45s that deserve that second chance on the radio. And of course, if you got a lost 45, we'll take the Relics of Rarity's challenge. Dave the Rave with all the records you crave, so don't be shy. Email me, Dave at DaveTheRave.com, or simply dial me up, 609 609-948-4487. 609-948-4487. Take a guess on my Mystery Oldie 45 as well. You can also check out archive shows at my website, www.davetherave.com. And for the holiday season, go ahead and pick up a real cool double-sided Dave the Rave Relics and Rarities t-shirt. You'll find the link at my website, www.davetherave.com. Until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities.